As I was preparing, working on the commandments that we've been studying in Sunday school, this passage came up and said, wow, that is a beautiful passage, and I don't know that I've preached on it. So here we are, Matthew chapter 11. Very unique passage. It's not in the other Gospels, but it says so much here in Luke 11:28. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. So I've entitled it, Learn of Me. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we love you. We pray that you now use your word in our hearts and lives to teach us and to grow us, Lord. And we pray that you'd guide us and that you'd be glorified. Lord, that you would speak to every heart. And so we commit the service to you. May it be all yours. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Really, three main things Christ is saying that we need to take heed to. And the first one is to come to him. Then we need to work or take his yoke upon us. And then we need to learn of him. And so we're going to talk about those this morning. But he starts off by saying, come unto me. Now, in our Sunday school class, we saw there in Matthew 7 where he said, enter ye in at the straight gate. Jesus is saying, come to him. He's the answer. He's the Savior. Come to him for salvation. If you go to John chapter 5, verse 40, we'll see where Christ talked about this. But this is what the world needs. This is what we all need, is to come to Jesus Christ. John chapter 5, notice verse 40. Jesus says, and ye will not come to me that ye might have life. If we will come to Christ, if we will come to him on his terms, he will give us eternal life. And all through the scriptures we're told this. He says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and he that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. In John 6:37. And at the very end of the Bible there in Revelation 22, the Bible says, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. So Jesus is calling out to the world and saying, come unto me. Come to me. I'm the solution to your sin problem. I am the Savior. When he spoke these words, he was going to die soon after and rise again so that we could have eternal life. But he says there in verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He is speaking specifically to the Jews, but he's also speaking to everyone saying, you cannot earn your way to heaven. You can't do it. And so many people are out there laboring, trying to earn the kingdom or earn heaven. If they'll just do this and do that. And it's all a waste of time. All ye that labor and are heavy laden. If you go to Galatians 5, Jesus refers to this as a separate yoke. Now this is the yoke of the law, or the yoke of works, if you will. And this is the yoke that the Jews had put all the people under. The Pharisees and the Sadducees had all the Jewish people carrying around this yoke of following all these commandments to try to get themselves to heaven. And Jesus frees us from that. Notice Galatians 5 verse 1. He says, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. That yoke of bondage, he's talking about the law. And even today there are people that profess to be Christians, but after they become Christians, then they put themselves back under the law and say, well, you got it. Yeah, it's good that you trusted Christ, but now you got to do this, this, and this, or you can't go to heaven. Well, that's just works again. And we're not saved by works. We're saved by grace. So he says to the world and to you and I, come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And when we came to Jesus Christ, he freed us from the burden of sin. He freed us from the yoke of the law. And he gave us the freedom to serve him with confidence. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And you know, if you're born again this morning, you have a rest awaiting you. And that rest is called heaven. If you go to Hebrews 4, God even refers to it as a rest. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9. But we have been given liberty in Christ. We were told in Galatians 5:3, you've been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion of the flesh, but by love serve one another. And notice Hebrews 4:9. The Bible says here, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. So not only do we get rescued from the burden of sin, from the burden of the law when we get saved, but we have a rest now as God's children awaiting us. It's called heaven. Imagine what it'll be like to not have to battle with sin, to not have to battle with a body that just falls apart. All that goes away. We will have a rest awaiting us. So the first thing Jesus says to the world is, come, come to me. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. And if you came to Christ, you know what he's talking about. He gave you eternal life. He gave you the assurance of salvation. He gave you the Holy Spirit. He gave you the hope of heaven. He gives us everything if we'll just come to him. But then he says in verse 29 of our passage, Matthew 11, take my yoke upon you. So he says, I want you to free yourself from the yoke of sin and the yoke of the bondage of the law. But now I want you to take on my yoke. Now, we know, if you don't know what a yoke is, it's what they would put around the oxen when they would pull the plow. A big, heavy leather thing that they would put over the necks of the oxen. And so when we think of a yoke, what do we think of? We think of work, don't we? It enables the oxen to work and pull that plow through the dirt and prepare it for planting. Jesus says he wants us to take on his yoke. Take my yoke upon you. Now, he tells us later on, down in verse 30, that his burden is light. So his yoke isn't like the yoke of sin. His yoke isn't like the yoke of the law. But it's still a yoke. And yes, after we're saved, he does want us to get to work. And he wants us to work for him until the day we leave this earth. But he wants us to take on his yoke. He wants us to serve him as our Savior, as our King, as our Master, as our Lord. Go to Luke 9 where he talks about this. Here he refers to it as a cross. And we know what a cross represents. It represents death and sacrifice. And God wants us to die to self. He wants us to sacrifice. You know, we're told in Romans 12, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. That's what he wants from us. He wants all. He wants us. But that's a good thing because he's a great master and he's good to his children. But notice here in Luke 9:23, he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Jesus is your Lord now if you're saved. Look at John 13 and I'll show you this. But he, the day you trusted him, you not only trusted him as your Savior, but you also took him as your Lord. And he told the disciples along the way, he said there in Luke 6, why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Why call me Lord? Why call me your Master, but not obey me? That doesn't even make any sense, does it? A servant always obeys his master. But notice here in John 13:13. He says, ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. He says, you're right. I am your Lord. I am your Master, and I want you to follow my example. And then he went on to wash the feet of the disciples there in that upper room. Follow in my steps, but take my yoke upon you. We're told in 1 Corinthians 15, it says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Every one of us has been assigned a work to do for Jesus Christ. What is it? What is yours? What gifts has he given you? What abilities is he giving you? What calling is he giving you? What does God want you to do for him? Because if you came to Christ for salvation, then you took his yoke upon you. And he wants you to pull that plow and not look back. But what is that work that he's called you to do? Whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. That's why we're here. So he tells us to come. He tells us to work. But then he says, verse 29, learn. Learn of me. And really, those are the two things we're to be focusing on between now and when we leave this earth. What can I do for Christ? And I need to learn more about Christ. And if we'll focus on those things, if we'll focus on serving the Lord with our time and our energy and our gifts, and focus on His Word, learning more about Him, we'll be doing what His will is for our lives. You know, the Bible says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby, in 1 Peter 2:2. The only way you're going to grow is to be in His Word. The only way you're going to learn of Christ is in the Word He's written for us. Go to Colossians 1:10. We'll see this. But this is how we grow as God's servants, is by learning more about Jesus through His Word. Colossians chapter 1, look at verse 10. The Bible says, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. So there's that yoke. Being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. This is what God wants from us, that we would walk worthy, that we would be fruitful in every good work, and that we would increase in His knowledge. Knowledge about Him. Jesus said, learn of me. We're to be constantly increasing in that knowledge. Go to 2 Peter 1:3 now. We'll see it again. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Look what he says. It's all about learning more about Jesus. 2 Peter 1:3. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called you us to glory and virtue. Through the knowledge. While you're in 2 Peter, look at chapter 3, verse 18. 2 Peter 3:18. What does it say? But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. But notice what it says. Grow in grace and grow in knowledge. Jesus says, I want you to come to me. I want you to take my yoke upon you, and I want you to learn of me. Learn of me. And he says there in Matthew 11, 29, for I am meek and lowly in heart. I want you to learn of me and be like me, is what he's saying. And sure enough, we're commanded that. If you go to 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, we are commanded to follow in the steps of Jesus. And the day that you were born again, the day that you came to Christ, you took His yoke upon you, and He wants you to follow Him. To pull that yoke, to work for Him, but to follow in His steps, to be like Him. 1 John 2:6, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Walk as he walked. Well, he gives us a couple of his character traits here. He says, I'm meek and lowly. Two things that we struggle with, isn't it? Being meek. And being meek isn't being weak. As the Bible says, Jesus was meek, Moses was meek. But we're commanded to be meek. We're told in 2 Timothy 2:25, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves. Meekness means to accept the circumstances that we find ourselves in, to not complain about them, but to realize that God is in control. And of course, we know what lowly means. It's humility. And Christ was humble despite the fact that He was God in the flesh. He was humble. And God says, I want you to be like Jesus. Go to Philippians 2 and we'll see where God expounds upon this a bit. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 to 5. But Jesus says, I want you to come to me. I want you to take my yoke upon you. And I want you to learn of me. Philippians 2, look at verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. There's that lowliness again. Let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What mind is that? A mind of lowliness, as we see there. A mind of esteeming other better than themselves. A mind of looking on the things of others. In other words, focusing on helping others. Being that meek and lowly person like Jesus was. You know, we're told in James 4:10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. So Jesus tells us here in Matthew 11, I'm meek and lowly in heart. I want you to learn more about me and be like me. I want you to come to me and be saved, and then I want you to take my yoke upon you and work for me, but then I want you to be like me. The only way we can learn to be more like Jesus is, as he says, learn. Learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart, and what will you find? The more that we learn of Jesus, and the more that we take his yoke upon us, verse 29, you shall find rest unto your souls. Now he's not talking about a rest in heaven. He's talking about here on earth. And he's not talking about our bodies, by the way. He's talking about our souls. Rest unto your souls. And we can live in a world that's filled with turmoil, filled with sin, filled with problems, and have peace in our soul. How's that possible? Because we have God. We have the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, be careful for nothing in Philippians 4:6, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. If we will learn to trust him, he will give us a peaceful soul. Casting all your care upon him, we're told, 1 Peter 5:7, for he careth for you. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. We could go on and on. And so the more that we serve him, and the more that we learn of him, and study the word, the Bible says, the more rest he will get of unto our soul in the midst of a world that's full of turmoil. Now, we talk about this yoke. When we think yoke, we think work. But look what he says in verse 30 of Matthew 11. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And you know, most Christians don't look at it that way. When they think about serving the Lord, they think that their yoke is heavy. I have to serve Jesus. I have to give my time for the Lord. And I believe what Jesus is saying here is if it seems heavy, if it seems like it's a hard yoke as opposed to an easy one, if we feel like it's heavy instead of light, it has nothing to do with the burden. It has to do with our hearts. And there's a verse in 1 John 5 I'd like you to look at, 1 John 5:3. And Jesus essentially is saying the same thing. I want you to show your love for me by keeping my commandments. But he uses a word here for his commandments. 1 John 5:3, this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. That word grievous, it's a lot like the word heavy. We often look at his commandments as a burden, but the Bible says they aren't a burden. That we will find true joy and happiness through obedience. And God designed us that way. But our old man wants to live in disobedience. And the devil wants to whisper in our ear and say, oh, his commandments, they're heavy. They're grievous. No, they're not. How do I know? Because Jesus just says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so it's a heart issue. If we take joy in pleasing Christ, if we take joy in serving Christ, then it's light and easy. But if we begrudge it, then it's heavy. But it's the same burden. And it's the same yoke. It's all about our perspective, isn't it? And that comes from whether our hearts are in tune with the Lord or not. So Jesus really sums it up for us. I want you to come to me. I want you to find me as your Savior, as your solution to your sin problem, as your everything, as your Lord. I want you to find me. And then I want you to serve me. I want you to take my yoke upon you and get busy and go to work for me. And by the way, that my burden isn't heavy and my yoke isn't heavy and my burden is light. But then I want you to learn of me. Learn and learn and learn of Jesus Christ. Why? So we can be like him. And really, he kind of sums up what he wants from us there, doesn't he? Come to Christ, serve Christ, and learn of Christ. And the more that we learn of Christ, the more we'll be like Christ, which is what he wants. The Bible says in Romans 8:29, he's conforming us to be, or he's working in our lives to conform us to the image of his Son. God wants us to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. So what an encouragement to us to know that the commandments, the yoke, they're not heavy. They're light. And it's easy if our hearts are right. And we're not going to get to heaven and say, oh, I wish I hadn't served God so much. Are we? Oh, I wish I hadn't given God so much of my time. We're not going to say that, are we? We're just not going to begrudge anything we did for the Lord. Now, we might get to heaven and say, I wish I had given him more of my time and my energy. Can't change it. So now's the time to say, you know, I need to get serious. I've already come to Christ. I need to be willing to put that yoke on and not be afraid of it, to realize that it's light, but to get to work for Christ and to keep studying and learning of Christ so that I can just week by week, become more like Jesus, which is what he wants from all of us as his children. So come, take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for your encouragement from your word.